We don't have much time, but let's just start. Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Arba Oso Shechol Yoyz B'Shamis. If you have Erev Pesach coming out on Shabbos, which happens, Hevaron Es Hakol Milefnei HaShabbos, so then you have to burn everything before Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rashi tells us right away, Mevarnes HaKoyel Bein Chulim Bein Shuma. First of all, when Rabbi Meir says Mevarnes HaKoyel, he means to include both foods of Chulin and foods of Truma. See, it's not everyone's opinion. This is the way Rashi explains Rabbi Meir. Chut Mechnei Achilosei Shabbos. In addition, Rashi adds something very important, that when he says HaKoyel, although he means all food types, Chulin and Truma, he does not mean everything, because he allows you to be Meshayer. The Meir is allowing you to be Meshayer, according to Rashi, Kedei Achilos HaShabbos, whatever you need for Shabbos. And there's questions whether or not that means two meals, three meals. Of a kol ma she'osid levoyer yevoyer. But whatever he's going to end up burning aside from this food for Shabbos, he should burn now on Erev Shabbos, which is really going to be Yom Yud Beis. Yom Yud Gimel. The Chacham Maimrim, back to the Mishnah, the Chacham disagree with Reb Meir, and the Chacham hold Bizmanu, that no, you don't have to burn before Shabbos. You burn on, and I'm sorry, you don't burn, you're Mevayer, you get rid of, you destroy, you throw it into the wind, like Rashi will tell us, but you do that on Shabbos. You don't do it before Shabbos on Yom Yud Gimel. You wait till you down the regular Zman of Biur Chametz, even though you can't burn on Shabbos, but you could get rid of it in other ways. Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, I mean, the third opinion in our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, and he says, he breaks it up. Truma Melefnei Shabbos, he says, Truma, you have to burn before Shabbos. The Chulin Bizmanon, and Chulin, that part he will agree with the Chacham, and he'll say that the Chulin, you wait until Shabbos itself to destroy. So the first part, the Truma, he agrees with Rabbi Meir, and the Chulin, he agrees with the Chacham. Zok Rashi, Truma Melefnei HaShabbos, She'enoi yochoy la'achilo lo'y lezorim v'lo'y lebehemat zorim. You have many less people that could eat, many less animals or people that could eat from this truma, because zorim can't eat from it, and behemaz zorim, animals of zorim, cannot eat from truma. So therefore, since you have less people, la'ashoyso yevsher, and to leave it over, you can't do either. You have to get rid of it, because it's chametz. Avachulin, that's why he says you have to, with regard to truma, that's why he says you have to get rid of before Shabbos, because you're not gonna have a way of destroying it. You have too many people, you have too many less people available to eat from the truma, and therefore it's better to get rid of it before Shabbos. Avachulin, ein tzorich levayer ela bezmanoi. Rashi used lashon im tzorich. Chulin, you do not have to destroy, because you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it around. More than the meals. You could have as much as you want, you'll be mevayered bezmanoi and Shabbos. Because one of the ways you could do beer is you find people to eat it. And therefore, since it's open to more people and more animals to eat from Chulin, so therefore, you can wait until Shabbos to do beer on Chulin. That's what Rabbi Tzadok says. Now, Tanya the Braisa says, Rabbi Tzadok Oimer, Tamachas Shovas Abo V'Yavna. Lezer Reb Tzadok relates a story that one time his father, which is, I guess, Reb Tzadok, stayed over Biavne. He stayed over for a Shabbos, which happened to be, I guess he was staying over for Yom Tov too, because he was staying over Erev Pesach, which was for Shabbos. B'chol Arba also yes for Shabbos. The 14th was on Shabbos. Ubo Zoynin, Memunah Shav Gamlila, and this person named Zoynin, who was Reb Gamliel's head attendant, but Omar, he came over to Reb Tzadok, and Reb Lezer was there, and he said, "Higia eis levor es hachametz. It's now time to burn the chametz. Volachti achar abo ve'arenu es hachametz. It's now time to get rid of chametz. It's not burning because it's Shabbos." And he went with his father, Reb Lezer Reb Tzadok, went with Reb Tzadok, and they destroyed the chametz together on Shabbos. Zot Rashi, Shavas neshtoy shom Shabbos achas. Shavas means that he remained there for one Shabbos. So I'd like to refer you to Rabbi Yitzchak Weinstein's shir on Daf Mem Tes that he just said over, because in there he mentions how the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, and he seems to really be going with halacha maybe of Rameyer, and he refers you back to the Gemara on Daf Gimel, which brought our Mishnah, and the Rif there and the Ram there, who discussed at length some problems that you have with this Gemara's proof and how the halacha was finalized. Shkoyach.